One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Well, so then you just go into the drinking version of it. You stay at UC San Diego.
Yeah, and then I went
into
art.
Which is a party school, right?
It's like a nerdy party school.
Is that the Aztecs?
No, Tritons. This is our
the shocker.
I remember orientation. A girl had to come down and be like, "Okay, so this is what it is." When we cheer for
spread,
the Tritons.
Do you spread them?
You're supposed to spread them, okay, but everyone was like, yeah. You know.
That's hilarious that they would do this.
Yeah. It's just
it's
crazy.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, and she was so embarrassed.
Who am I thinking of? Who's the fucking Aztecs? That's a different
San Diego State. Yeah.
Okay.
They were the party school.
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha,
but there was a bus that would go from UC San Diego to San Diego State to University of San Diego
then
drop us all off at the Tijuana border.
Wow.
And then we would go party.
So you were doing some of that? You were going across the border?
Oh, yeah, I got arrested. That was my freshman year.
Freshman year.
Yeah, we would go across the border. We got shit-faced at a place called Club Safari.
It
was awesome.
Hell yeah.
And a lot of test tube shots, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then plastic. It was bad. And a beach volleyball court in the back.
Respect.
Yeah. Who's playing volleyball? Anyway.
Just as used to run around. Somebody pops her titties out.
Exactly. There was go-go dancers on the top. I loved being up there. I was up there constantly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then the last time I went across the border, I was hammered. And they, in order to get back into the U.S., you just had to give your ID and say, they would ask you, "What's your country of origin?" And you say, "The United States." But I was so hammered, I said, "Your mom."
You were feeling yourself?
Yeah, I was like, "Your mom.
This is a good one. I'm going to crush this guy."
Yeah. And then as soon as I walked onto the American side, he was like, "Drunk in public." And he cuffed me and put me on. And I was touché.
That's so funny that a grown cop is more immature than a drunk college freshman. "I'll show you. You don't say that about my mommy. You're going to jail. And that's only because you're white. Otherwise, you might have just accidentally tripped and hurt your knee on my fucking nightstick if you catch my drift." That's so funny. How long were you in jail?
They took me,
you spend the night, or you're just there a couple hours?
I was there. I spent the night.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was the drunk tank.
Yeah.
Whatever. So it was like some like community center with a bunch of cots on it. But then there was only like 6 women and the rest of it were like, it was like 40 men.
Oh, my
God. And so they put us in a corner and they had 2 armed guards in front of us.
Wow.
And we were all hammered. We were like wrestling and talking. And I was like, "Show me your tattoos." And I was like, cops were probably like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of you guys arrested in Tijuana, just like,
With these college kids, 19, 18, 19 years old.
Oh, my God.
One girl had 2 revolvers right here. And I was like, "That is so cool." And she showed them to me. She's like, her crotch in my face. Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, but then you guys still keep in touch or what?
I never, I didn't talk to her because I was still like brown out, eventually I get home. And then like 3 days later, I go to like our college cafe and she's the barista.
Get the fuck out of here.
And instead of being like, "Oh my God, you," we both like looked at each other and just like,
Yeah.
And because at the time I was like, "I'll never tell anyone that this happened.
This is so shameful.
Oh,
I have to get back
God.
On the field and practice."
Exactly.
Yeah.
"Oh, they're going to kick me off the soccer team." Please do.
And make then you were just drunk as hell for a couple of years? What do you think?
I was drunk as hell until about 6 months ago. Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.